Letter to My Daughter, a novel by George Bishop. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2010 by George Bishop, Jr. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. March 22, 2004, Baton Rouge. Dear Elizabeth, how to begin this? It's early morning and I'm sitting here wondering where you are, hoping you're all right. I haven't slept since you left. Your father says there's no sense in phoning the police yet. You're probably just blowing off steam, and you'll be back as soon as you run out of money or the car runs out of gas, whichever comes first. I shouldn't be so hard on myself, he says. What with the way you spoke to me last night, it would take more forbearance than anyone's capable of not to react the way I did, and besides, it wasn't even that much of a slap. Still, I blame myself. I keep seeing the look on your face as you brought your hand up to your cheek. The shock, the hurt, then the cold stare that bordered on hatred. When I heard the back door close in the middle of the night, I thought to myself, well, there she goes. But it was only when I was standing on the driveway in my nightgown watching the taillights of my car disappear down the street that I understood just how bad this has become. I'll try not to insult you by saying I know how it feels to be 15. I can see you rolling your eyes. But believe it or not, I was your age once, and I had the same ugly fights with my parents. And I promised myself that if I ever had a daughter...